For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The National Anthem is supported by attorney Dan Newland. In a wreck, need a check? Google Dan Newland.
On K92.3.
So we start every single morning, Obi, Chloe, and Slater. Today we promise it's going to be a couple degrees warmer.
It is.
I feel bad that we're complaining about the temperature, even though it's like 50 and in other places it's zero.
I know.
But it's all relative, right? And it's the time of the year where we are now only a week and a half away till the Easter Bunny comes to town. And Chloe,
yay!
I took my daughter Olivia, who's five, took her to the Easter Bunny. We'll talk about it later in the show, but I got to give it out to the photographers out there and everybody that is taking those photos and dealing with a lot of children that do not want to be meeting the Easter Bunny.
Well, and that photographer usually has someone helping them, assisting them, is the one like squeaking the little duck or something, like, smile!
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not easy to get the kiddos to smile. And a lot of photos, I mean, we see the babies crying or screaming. They don't want to meet the bunny. They don't want to see Santa. But really sweet memories to be able to have.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. So for you, actually deciding that that's what you want to do with your life. And if you don't might as well want to do that with your life, you're doing it right now. And you're making a lot of people happy so that way they could share those photos. Even the ones where the babies are freaking out are just classic. We appreciate you and the National Anthem going to you. K923, Obi, Chloe, and Slater. You ever sing the National Anthem on a big stage like that, Chloe?
Absolutely not. People would run the opposite direction if I tried to sing.
I had an opportunity with my chorus back in 1996. I was in sixth grade in the New England Revolution soccer team. I sang the National Anthem in one of their games.
Oh, there you go.
They did not ask me back. Okay, 1 hour from right now, $1,000 minute, really fun game that seems to be taking over Central Florida. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get it right, you get $1,000. You don't, you're headed to Tortuga Music Festival seeing Lainey Wilson. Not a bad runner-up prize.
No, out there on Fort Lauderdale Beach, toes in the sand. But up next, we've got the second date update. Why our guy put his date in danger. Oof, not good. It's following Kane Brown. Here's Zach Can Feel It.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newland. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newland.
What's wrong with Eddie right now? Eddie, you gave us a typical story. We hear this all the time that people go on dates and they never get called back. So what makes this different or unique?
Man, honestly, I don't know if it's unique. If you're saying it's happening all the time, but I think I'd like to get down to an answer. Maybe that's the unique part about it. I think most people don't even ever find out. We had a lovely time.
Who'd you go on a date with?
Lauren.
That's a sweet name.
Woman. It's a beautiful name.
What celebrity would you say she most looks like, just so we could put a face to that name?
Oh, man. I think Jennifer Aniston in the 90s.
Oh, not now.
Jennifer Aniston's beautiful. Hey, Eddie, let me ask you this. Because you didn't share what you did, where did you guys go? Maybe it was something about the date?
I mean, we got hamburgers, and she wanted to get hamburgers. It was her choice. I let her decide where we went out to eat.
Hey, are you a messy eater? I know sometimes, you know, when you bite into a burger and all of a sudden like half the burger slides out the other end.
Oh. Oopsies.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm a nut about it. I can't stand hearing people chew and making messes.
Wow.
I think we found our problem.
That's totally it.
All right, we're going to try to call her, and typically what we do is we create some conversation, and then we're going to find a space to invite you in, all right?
Sounds good.
Hello?
Yes, Lauren, please?
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Lauren. My name is Obi. You've also got Chloe on the line.
Good morning.
And Slater.
Hey.
So the three of us...
Hi. Hello?
Okay, so I know that this is going to sound awkward, so I'm just going to set you up. There's three of us on the line because we work for the morning show here at K92.3. Obi, Chloe, Slater in the morning.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Okay. So there's something that we do on our morning show where you went on a date with Eddie and we have a $75 gift card to give you to go out on another date.
No, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm really busy right now.
You do know a gentleman by the name of Eddie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He mentioned us. Y'all went to grab hamburgers.
Yeah, we did that.
Was it something with where y'all went to eat?
She
that was
wanted
the problem?
To go there.
He's trying to figure out why.
Yeah, he basically just wants to know. So even if it's not going to work with you, if you can help him out so in the future he doesn't make the same mistakes, if that's actually what it was.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what it was then. He had like 3 guns on his person while we were at dinner. Like, had them, I saw a gun and I was like, is that a gun? And guns are
Wait a minute. So he's like wearing them out in the open, like Fortnite, like
yeah. He said he had one on his ankle, like a little gun on his ankle. I was like, what?
Okay, so they're not like out in the open.
I mean, they're hidden, right? They're concealed.
They were concealed, but like when he sat down, I saw one like popping out of his shirt.
Oh, so it made you nervous?
Yeah, I hate guns. I don't. They're like death machines. You're walking around with a death machine.
Did you ask to hold it? Because sometimes it takes the power away if you hold a gun. Because then it's just a thing.
You can't just be out in public presenting somebody with a weapon.
I don't know how that works.
Did you ask him about it? Or did you just let it
be? I did, yeah. I said, what is that? Is that a gun? And he said, yeah. And he said, I also have one in my ankle. I don't know. I'm just, that really scares me. Like, what if it malfunctions or something, you know? Like, what if he falls and it goes off? And like,
Lauren, did he tell you that he had his concealed weapons license?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's legally allowed to have these things on him. And so what, it just intimidates you?
Yeah, I don't like it. My family's never been into guns. Like my brother and my dad aren't into that. And yeah. I don't know. They just terrified me. I didn't want to deal with that.
So then why don't we do this? Because I think that this is just a matter of communication. We've got Eddie on the line. He just heard all this. And the reason why we did this, Lauren, is because we wanted to get the both of you to talk.
Hey, Lauren. Okay.
I don't really want to talk
But we just wanted to get the conversation going between the two of you.
If I can just jump in, Lauren, and say I'm sorry it makes you uncomfortable, and that's good to know. I could have, you could have just told me that. I do think that in this day and age, it is a smart move to have something, to protect yourself, protect your date, protect your property. I mean, it's kind of crazy out there. I understand if it's something you're freaked out. I also used to be kind of weirded out by guns until I went to a shooting range and shot one and realized it's not that big of a scary thing.
If you guys got back together, maybe you should go there. So that way you face your fears. Like people that are afraid of heights.
I love that.
They should go to a skyscraper.
That, use the $75 gift card and go to the range. What do you think about that, Lauren?
Honestly, I'm not like it's. I think.
Come
that's,
on, I think you would. I think you would love it,
Lauren. To be honest, you're with one of the most protected men.
That's what I was going to say.
This guy's walking around with 3 guns.
I mean, you heard Eddie, Lauren. Like the reason he carries is so he's able to protect the people around him.
Mm.
Right. I just think that's I think that's kind of a crazy way to think, and I think that's part of the problem.
Wow. Fair enough. And Eddie, just from one enthusiast to another, you carry 3 or 2?
I carry 2. Sometimes I carry 3.
Can you do any gun tricks?
What are you prepared for, bro?
You never know. I mean, whether it's somebody trying to carjack me or, I heard a quote one time that they asked some international government, why does America never get invaded? And they say, we don't invade America because there's guns everywhere. Because
there's an Eddie.
Soldiers. All there's Eddie.
There's an Eddie. There's an Eddie for every problem.
Because there's an Eddie.
Eddie, there's somebody for you. I'm sorry that you and Lauren didn't work things out, but there's somebody who is all over this scenario and wants to date you. So we'll keep your number.
That's true. Thanks, guys.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Actually, I already got two emails from people that said they want to date Eddie. Are we surprised? At this point, yeah. I mean, like, hey, you know what? What do they say? There's a nut for every bolt?
Sure.
Something like that? Nah.
Go with it.
That's what it seems like. Right, we got a lot to give away today during Obi, Chloe, and Slater at 9 o'clock. Remember, since it is spring break, regardless of the temps, you got 4 passes to Island H2O to get you into. So hang out with us. It's going to be a great time.
Yes, but there's just so much kindness and happiness that's happening around the world. It may be your neighbor that's doing the right thing. Slater, you've got it today.
Yeah, making dreams come true. For a 106-year-old.
Aww.
And this woman at the most magical place on earth in our backyard. Tell you what happened. That's coming up now. Parker McCollum, let's burn it down.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
Bringing some happy news to the start of your Thursday with Doing the Right Thing, Slater.
Yeah, thank you. So I want to say how great it is that we get to live in a place that people will spend their entire life saving for, in a lot of cases, to come and vacation where we get to call home, okay? This was a dream came true for a 106-year-old woman out of Tampa, which is really just right around the corner, right? But she had never been to Walt Disney World, never stepped into Magic Kingdom, always wanted to, but didn't have the money to actually accomplish this. So the most magical place on earth helped the longtime Florida resident celebrate her milestone birthday. Wishes came true. This was just a couple days ago. Magnolia Jackson turned 106, and Walt Disney World CEOs and members of the team got her a birthday cake, a trip to experience things that other people can't even do, no matter how much money you have.
Wow.
Took her behind the scenes and showed her just where the magic happens and where it lives here in Disney. She revealed she got the idea to celebrate her birthday in Walt Disney World, attending it, and wanted to make this year, because she didn't know. She doesn't know how much time she has. Mm-hmm. You're 106. Every day counts. And they also flew her family from around the country here.
That's amazing.
To surprise her and celebrate it.
God bless her. 106 years old to get the chance to finally go to Disney. And our Disney cast members, they do such a wonderful job at celebrating, whether it's a first visit, a birthday, an anniversary, you know, graduation. Like, they're always so good about pointing you out in the parks and making you feel so loved and so special.
Yeah. They asked her after if there's anything else that she wants to do on that bucket list. She joked she wants to go skydiving. And
hey, don't put it past her.
I mean, you never know, right? And I'm sure if anybody has a plane, Mickey has a plane, it could easily toss her out of that
sucker. That's true.
Okay. So, hey, to you, Magnolia Jackson, turning 106, and the people at Walt Disney World looking at that and going, you know what? Mm-hmm. We can make this dream come true. That today is Doing the Right Thing.
Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the Right Thing.
On K92.3.
Yeah, a very important moment. A first time ever for Chloe.
I'm terrified. I don't know if you could tell, Slater. I'm still over here, like, picking my nails. I'm so worried about what I have to do here in a couple days.
You don't feel any better than millions of people. Even today, probably around the country, there's 10 to 20, even 30,000 people today alone that are doing what you are doing for the first time. And I'm very proud that you're taking the responsibility and knowing that this has to be done.
Thank you. I'm hoping after our conversation and hearing from UK Nation that I'll feel a little bit better.
Yeah, well, we'll hope, okay? Give us 6 minutes. We'll bring it to you. Obi, Chloe, and Slater on K92.3, 54 outside. Supposed to reach 80 today. It's amazing just how everything can, like, heat up. Just like that.
That's Florida.
Just like your blood pressure. Right like that, Chloe.
That's my blood pressure right now. I'm a worry. You know that. I worry about everybody. I worry about everything. Always, all the time. I've got a big heart. That's just who I am. And you know, like, after you work yourself up and worry so much, you're like, wow, that wasn't that bad.
Right.
I can do that. So I'm hoping after what I have to have done that that's my feeling when I walk out of the doctor's office.
Sure. And here's a tease. Chloe, for the first time, is going to hear the sounds.
That's the best.
Ding, ding, okay. Ding.
We got
ding.
It, Slater. I only want to hear it once. I don't need to hear it from you, too.
It's a little too. Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe this will help you, because then you're like, wow, Slater was a lot more annoying than what I actually am hearing in my head.
I don't know about that.
Tried to de-stress Chloe as we got new country going into here.
It's Sam Hunt. Here's Outskirts.
K923 with Obi, Chloe, and Slater. More stuff on the way for you to win. The best game that seems like it's taken over Central Florida, the $1,000 minute. It's coming up at 7:10 with a real great consolation prize if you don't walk away with $1,000.
Yes, you can sign up to play right now on the K923 app, so be close to your phone and we'll give you a call.
No matter what, could get you to Tortuga Music Festival, but there's a stressful thing happening in your life, Chloe, and I know you have it in your bones that there are stressful moments every day.
Of course.
This is next level.
Yes. And y'all, I have to go in for an MRI. I have never had one before. This is my first one ever. And it's all precautionary. Everything is going to be fine. But I even scheduled an appointment earlier this week with my doctor because I was trying to sit with her and be like, do I really need to do this? Can we do an open MRI?
Honestly, the way that like phone cameras are nowadays, couldn't she just take a 4K picture of you and then just be able to figure all that out?
Well, the specific MRI that I have to have done, she's like, listen, Chloe, we can't do it open or else we wouldn't be able to get a good reading.
Yeah.
But she really like calmed me down. But still, I mean, I still walked out of there. I'm nervous. It's in a couple weeks and I don't know what to expect. I don't like being locked in closed places.
What do you usually do to de-stress before you have something? What does that look like?
I try to take a bath, read a book.
Okay. So you do those things, but you do like 30 baths and like, you know, many, many, many books. Maybe try. There has to be better advice out there.
I don't know. I think I'm going to. I heard you can listen to some music. Maybe I'll pray the rosary. But I'd love to hear from you and just any advice you have. 844-254-9232.
Hi, Slater. It's Julie. I'm from Orlando.
Good morning, Miss Julie.
You got any advice for Chloe?
I do. Some of them have like VR glasses where you can put yourself anywhere, like the beach.
Oh, that's cool.
Anywhere. Yes. Oh. And some of them have like mirrored glasses. So when you look, you don't see that you're inside. There's a lot of really good options.
I think that's the one that I'm doing. So I'm doing like the whole like Spider-Man on my stomach. And she told me yesterday that it's a glass. Like I'll be able to look out. I'm still enclosed. But I mean, it put me at ease a little bit.
Yes, it helps so much. Now, the only thing I will say, schedule a massage for after because it does make your back ache. The way that you have to lay for that, the face down.
Okay. Mm. No, this is all, it's all great advice.
Yes. Schedule a massage after and it's fabulous.
Yes.
I'm already positive that I know what's going to be the VR glasses. It's going to be in Justin Bieber's arms. It's where you're going to be.
All right.
That's the most comforting place for Chloe.
Okay.
30 minutes will go by quick.
She won't need a massage.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Try not to stress, girl. You got this.
You're the best. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Chloe, we got so much advice. Queasy, who is a medical professional, is that right?
So I worked in patient transport for a few years. I didn't think it was a big deal to go in the machine until I had to do it myself.
Mm.
The one thing I learned to do is before you even go in, close your eyes and just do not open them until it's finished.
Until it's done.
Ugh. Until it's done. You listen to the music and you just keep breathing as much as you can, but do not open your eyes.
Also, some good advice that I forgot to mention is you can't eat snacks when you're in there, but if the food's already in your mouth, I think you can chew.
No, you just can't. You
load up with some peanut M&Ms and you're going to be good for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, and then I'll be in there for 6 hours because every time they'll be like, are you chewing an M&M? We need to take you out. Let's try it again.
You have to redo it, yes.
Yeah.
Are we sure? What if it's like a light chew?
No, you can't.
It's nerve-wracking, but I learned that if you open your eyes, it's a different ball game. Once your eyes are closed, before you even go in, I think you'll be fine.
Take a little nap. There you go.
Yeah, perfect.
And just breathe.
Oh, you're the best. We'll talk to you soon. Call us back anytime.
Yep, good day.
You know what, Chloe? I got faith everything is going to go great for
you. Oh, I have no doubt it'll be great.
And I'm also going to give you some food. I still think you could probably chew
on bringing in
that.
Food.
We got All Access coming up next.
Yes, you're hearing it for the very first time. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen's new song. It is so good in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, you'll hear their new song in 2 minutes. But first, we love our guy Jordan Davis. He's just so incredibly talented. After graduating in 2012, he moved to Nashville to pursue country, and he shares that one thing that never, ever gets old.
I moved to Nashville to have songs on country radio. Still to this day, there's no better feeling in the world than driving around with my kiddos and dad comes on the radio.
Aww. Yeah.
It does take a certain age for them to, I think, understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, kids? Yeah, my daughter Olivia has no idea how I'm in in a box. Because she drives to school as we're on. So right now she could be listening and she's five and she's like, I don't understand how any of that works.
Wait, ready? Good morning, Liv, if you're in the car.
Now she's really freaked out. Now she doesn't understand. But it takes a certain point. And then when it does, like I see with Obi and his kids that are, 14 and teens, and they get it, right? They understand they've been in here. But I don't think there's any bigger joy than when it's a bring your kid to work day. And Jordan gets to experience that every day when his song comes on the radio. How nice is that?
So cool. And it's full circle for him now, living in Nashville, married, three beautiful kiddos. So we're just so excited for him. And Charles Zeston, you know him for shows like Nashville, The Office. He's Ward Cameron in Outer Banks. And we're so excited as he'll be here tomorrow at K92.3 and playing Tuffy's Music Box tomorrow night. But Charles, earlier in the week, we had a chat with him sharing his favorite fast food restaurant.
I have my bandmates that I brought here, and they would not shut up about Whataburger, so I had to go try one. And yeah, now I get it.
Still haven't tried a Whataburger. Aren't they bringing
at Publix though? You can get
the same though.
The patties.
Is that the same thing? I know you're a grill master now, and we're going to talk about that. But is it the same if that's how you're experiencing it? Probably not. But if you like it frozen, you're really going to like it fresh, right?
There you go.
And it's only a matter of time before they bring that. Because they have everything else here. It's like every couple weeks, there's like, oh, that place out west is east.
Mm-hmm. We have Raisin Cane's now. I feel like Whataburger, it's around the corner. It's coming here to Central Florida. And then lastly, I am so excited about this. Post Malone shared a teaser yesterday of his new song with Morgan Wallen.
That is brand new Morgan Wallen and Post Malone. You know what? We know it's
so good.
And that is going to be a country song, right? You always have to ask that because when there's an artist that's not country, it's like, where is that song going? Like if Hardy has a new one, you might not hear it on K92.3 because that's not where, it's being played.
And I feel like it's getting closer and closer. We've talked a bunch about it, but Post Malone giving us at least a release date of when this country album is coming out because that song is going to be a hit.
Yeah. And remember, you heard it here first. So when the song does become the biggest thing everywhere, you heard it here and Chloe found it before anybody else. I want to give you credit because I don't even know where you find this stuff. It's like you scour. It's usually, we'll still get emails, Obi and I, at 1 a.m. and I'm like, Chloe, go to bed.
Go to sleep.
Instead of actually finding stuff for All Access. We appreciate it. Aww. So that way we can hear that new Morgan Wallen.
You're so good. We can hear that in 3 hours when we wake up. Go to sleep. You can see all these stories up online at K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 Minute. You could sign up right now to play on the K923 app. We'll give you a call. 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on that clock next.
K923 with Obi, Chloe, Slater. It's 54 outside. Going to be a beautiful day no matter what you're doing. You know, $1,000 instantly makes it so much better.
Seriously, especially as we inch closer to the weekend and tomorrow may be payday. So let us pay you, $1,000. I could do a lot with that money. But I've got the 10 trivia questions right here. 60 seconds on the clock. And you can play right now on the K92.3 app.
I just want to tell you, question number 4, Chloe, it's just not right. Not one person in the history of people is going to get it right.
Because you got it wrong? It's really not that difficult, Slater.
Absolutely. I'm a poor sport. What can I say? It's Hardy with Truck Bed. $1,000 Minutes next.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K92.3.
Man, here we are. We're about to play the $1,000 Minute with Jessica. Now, Jessica, you had warned us that you're not on social media. You're not heavy out there. So we appreciate you signing up to want to play.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. I was so excited about it when I heard about it on the show. So.
Okay, you got confidence, right? It's 10 questions to get under 60 seconds, and you think you can handle it?
I think I can handle it.
And where's that $1,000 going if you win it with us right now?
I don't even know. I mean, I guess it is spring break for the kids next week. So maybe we could go do something fun, right?
Fun!
That's a good mom right there. Okay, I hope you win it. Chloe, you ready?
There's so many great spots in Central Florida. Okay, Jessica, so I've got 10 questions here, 60 seconds on the clock. Obi will get that timer started after I read the first question, but no, you can always say pass, and we can come back to the question at the end if you do not know it, okay?
Okay.
But the first answer you lock in is what I'll have to take.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. What insects make honey?
Bees.
What is Batman City?
Gotham.
Which movie famously features My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion?
Titanic.
UCF is short for what?
University of Central Florida.
This country artist sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl this year.
Reba.
What is the symbol for copper?
Pass.
What is anthropology the study of?
Humans.
How many billiard balls are on a pool table at the start of the game, including a cue ball?
Ugh. Ugh, 15.
Which sport does Lee Westwood play?
Baseball.
Oh!
That's time.
Jessica.
You were so close.
You passed on one.
I'm freaking out.
There's it. You pass on one. The symbol of copper, CU, is the answer. And then you got two wrong. How many balls on a pool table? 16. You said 15. And Lee Westwood plays golf.
I was going to say.
I was gonna.
I'm telling you, when you're under pressure, it makes it a lot harder.
So close. You got the rest of them right.
Everybody else
is crazy.
Seems really panicked during this.
You did so good. I was doing good.
Well, Jessica of Daytona Beach, you're still a winner in our eyes.
Yeah. You're headed to Tortuga Music Festival with Lainey Wilson, Ashley McBride, and Warren Zeiders. We got a pair of tickets for you.
Oh my God. All right.
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, love your energy. Thank you so much for being on the $1,000 Minute.
Woohoo!
Yes, don't forget about me. I want to play again.
Oh,
again.
We won't.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
It really is crazy that we got the okay from the bosses to give away $250,000+ a year. That's a quarter of $1,000,000 up for grabs at 710 every single day.
That's a lot of money. And Jessica, she's the best. She's so close. We'll get her on again eventually.
Yeah, we'll try.
But we have the panic button coming up next. And our mom crossing the line with helping her son in school. His future, it's in our hands. It really is. Parents, we'd love to hear from you on this following Nate Smith. The panic button. Here's World on Fire.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
We got Monica out in Apopka. Monica, you were hitting the panic button. Why?
I'm hitting the panic button because my son's been invited to a spelling bee, and that's the thing. He, can't spell. At night, I'm the one helping him with his spelling homework, so I don't know what we're going to do because I can only imagine that he's going to get on that stage, which is this weekend, by the way. And he's totally going to just fall over and, fail completely. And it's going to be, I feel so bad because he's just going to, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to tell his teachers. This is horrible.
So wait, you've been doing his homework?
Yeah.
So hold on. So first, let's say congratulations to mom because technically you made the spelling bee.
Thank you, right? He's a kid.
Can he spell any of the words? Or did you do all of it for him?
I did all of it.
Oh, wow.
But how does that work? So even on tests in school?
So during testing one time, we actually did a texting scenario where he would text me. There's even been a time when he had an earbud in.
No way.
Okay, well,
that's cheating. That is not good.
I was going to say. Hold on. I guess somebody could say that's giving my kid the edge. Whoa.
Who's saying that?
All right, okay. This is definitely something to panic over. We don't want your kid to be all embarrassed. All right, let's put this out there. Thank you so much for chiming in.
Yeah, Thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Mitchell, you said you had a response to today's panic button.
Yes, I do. I understand that she's worried that her son's not going to do well, but I think he needs to get up there.
Okay, good luck to him. Hold on. More with you next, Mitchell. Give us 5 minutes.
The panic button.
Join the conversation
with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
We're talking to Monica, who has been cheating for her son, even though she might not think so. Mitchell, what do you think she should do as he gets ready for the spelling bee this weekend that he really isn't ready for?
I understand that she's worried that her son's not going to do well, but I think he needs to get up there and do the spelling bee. That is the way that he's going to learn. He needs to learn that that is his homework, not hers. Mm-hmm. This is the only way he's going to learn. Like, how are you not going to learn unless you put yourself in that situation, in that circumstance? It's a teachable moment for the kid.
Absolutely. And if he works really hard over the next couple days, who knows how many words he'll be able to get right.
With all due respect, I think you're missing it. If he gets exposed that he was a cheater and then he has to rat out the mom that she cheated, he might get kicked out of the school altogether.
Well, then maybe his mother should have thought about that before deciding to do his homework for him.
Didn't
she even mention having like an earbud?
That was a little...
That's a little extra, man.
Genius.
Well, and the kid wants to take that stage. I think that that's interesting, too. Like, wouldn't you know if you're good at spelling or not? Anyways, I appreciate you chiming in, brother.
Thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
It is K92.3, Obi, Chloe, Slater.
So we just had the panic button. This sweet mama hit it this morning. And Obi and Slater, you both are parents. Like, this mom did whatever she could to help her son be successful in school. And to the point where now he was invited to be a part of the spelling bee because his spelling is phenomenal. Because
it's not even
his mother is spelling the words for him. You guys have
how tragic.
Your kids.
Favorite part is how that she admitted to us that she just sometimes text him the answer and go the next step, have an earbud in during it, and they would talk to each other. Well, what about the bond between a mom and a son?
Well, what about you two? Oh, you both Lord. Have kids. You help your kids with homework, correct?
So I try as much as possible, but there's a lot of times where even my 10-year-old, she's like, Dad, can you help me with this? And I'm looking at the paper. I'm like, oh, baby, I can't.
Yeah,
I straight up can't.
I feel guilty. Since Olivia's 5, there's some times when she doesn't want to do it, so I'm like, ugh. So I put the pencil in my left hand, so it looks like a 5-year-old's writing it, or I put it in between my toes.
Those are her S's. Totally her S's.
And then she comes in like, Olivia, wow, your S's don't look the same on your homework.
No, hers look better. Hers look better than Dad's.
Oh, my Lord. All right, so we're trying to help her out. She definitely is in a panic. You know, her son wants to take that spelling bee stage. And let's see who we got on the line. All right, so we got Travis from Port Orange, everybody.
All right, Belle.
As somebody who grew up as a kid not being able to spell very well in school, it is terrifying to be in front of everybody else to do that. So I would try to find any way I can to get my kid out of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially, you made a good point. Like, getting up there on stage in front of all of these people, all eyes are on you. The intimidation of the other kids.
Yeah, but he's excited to be up there. So Travis, here's what I'm thinking. Like, what if the mom says, hey, so I scored Disney tickets, but we have to use them that day?
There's got to be a better way. You got to learn new way, right? We're all about evolving. You got to evolve a new way to cheat.
Maybe no time to evolve.
Yeah, what if they do hand signals from the crowd so that way they can continue the cheat?
That's an idea. If you can crunch that in 24 hours, let's do it.
Baseball players do it all the time.
Sign language.
Yeah, maybe finger in the nose is an A, tug on the left ear is a B.
Oh, my Lord.
Shoulder to shoulder, C.
Yeah. Don't help him, Travis. Don't help him.
That's funny.
Thank you, brother. Have a great weekend and call back anytime, man.
You too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We got Kara over in DeLand, everybody.
All right, Kara.
Okay, good to talk to you.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the lady that's doing her kids' homework.
What's your advice?
The kid shouldn't be embarrassed. The mom should be embarrassed. And what a way to set your kid up for failure in life.
Seriously.
In life?
I mean, that's just crazy.
Some people think it's just an edge. Would you say it's just, she's just you know, I'll give him a little.
Yeah, my kid's not exactly, you know, speedy, so we help him out a little bit.
But she's setting him up to fail for future, right? Because this is this year. Exactly. The next year, the words get harder, exactly. And then after that, harder. And these teachers are seeing the grades that he's getting on these exams. So what? help him one day and then he fails? Yeah, like, they're going to know something is wrong.
They'll give him, like, AP courses. He's like, I don't understand any of this.
So, Kara, you don't think he should be up there, or put him up there and watch him fail?
No, he should not. I mean, he should not, and it should be explained as why.
Well, what would you tell him? What words would you use to tell him, like, hey, so I kind of been smart for you?
I probably need to use smaller words since mom's been doing the homework.
One-syllable words.
A picture. Exactly. Yeah,
drama picture. That'd be good.
You know.
Yeah, oh, exactly. My Lord. You're amazing. I appreciate you chiming in this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
I mean, just look at those lines. Right?
As a parent, do you let them fail?
You never want your kids to fail, but sometimes failure is what helps them be successful.
Yeah, but to the first caller's point, like, you know, to be up there in front of everybody and be terrified when they say, spell the word, I don't know, kaleidoscope. Yeah, and you're like,
is that a word?
Yeah, kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope's definitely a tricky word.
Fail.
Yeah,
oh, no.
You would have failed.
You know what? You let him fail, and that way the next time, he feels better about himself. And you could just say, when they're like, wow, this is way different than how you're doing before. Hey, everybody has an off day. You know? Can't be great every day.
So as we take more of your calls on this, so this way we can help Monica out with her problem with her son.
K92.3.
I'll be Chloe Slater. Hopefully you slept good last night. What's a good amount of sleep for you, Chloe? What does that look like?
6 hours.
6 hours. Obi gets 3.
Mm-hmm.
I get 5. Together, we still don't get what you're supposed to get.
We're doing well.
Yeah, we try. If we look the way we look through your radio, that's why. That's why it turns out like that. We do get a busy morning still. 9 o'clock, Island H2O Water Park. Got 4-pack of passes in there to experience spring break. So you can definitely enjoy that.
Yes, but up next, we've got the second date update. Why our girl was being compared to Jaws. That's next. Following Low Cash, here's I Love This Life.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero text. Returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check. Google Dan Newlin.
Out in Chuliota, been on the line with Megan. It's crazy to call us to try to help you out, but we're here nevertheless.
Thanks. I just kind of want to know what happened, you know?
So what's going on, Megan?
Well, we went on a date and it was really great, actually. We had really good conversation. I felt like it flowed. There wasn't any really awkward pauses or anything. And you know, I really just kind of thought we'd continue on, at least have another couple of dates, I'd hope. And he never really called me back.
Why go through all this effort to get a hold of this guy like this?
Well, I just felt this chemistry with him. I felt like he kind of understood me. Like when I was talking, he actually listened. I felt like he got who I was as a person.
Megan, what is his name?
It's Steve.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and try to call Steve and see what we can do.
Thank you so much.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Steve, please.
Yeah, who's this?
My name's Obi. So there's a couple of who's this. You've got Chloe.
Hi.
Slater's on the line. So we do a morning radio show, the three of us together. For one of the big stations here in town, K92.3.
Country station.
Nice. Yeah, I listen to you guys.
Okay. So do you know something that we do called the second date update?
Are you calling me because of that?
Yeah, you're on it, Steve.
Surprise.
Oh, man, what's up? Here we go.
Well, what's the deal? Hold on. Like, you're not surprised.
Well, he knows how it works.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, but I'm just curious, like,
Are you dating a few people?
Well, you know, I'm not exclusive with anybody at this point, so.
Interesting. Okay, well, we're actually calling you about a girl named Megan, who you went on a date with. You're not calling her back now. We'd really like to get you guys together again. We got a $75 gift card.
You did go on a date with her, right?
Yes. Yeah. And she's like, probably on the line and all that, right?
So if you know that, Megan, this is an open table now. Steve, you said you listened to the show.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm sorry. That was my bad.
Steve, how many girls are you talking to right now that you didn't know that it was Megan that you went on a date with?
No, I've gone on like 3 dates in the past month, dude. That's not like a giant list or anything, okay? This was normal dating.
So why isn't Megan the cream of the crop? Why wasn't she the number one?
No, this is nothing against her personality or like her as a person, her character. There's just something happened where I was like, ooh, I'm not trying to be shallow or anything. It's just like, I don't think that's my thing. It was really distracting. Like, I'm not here to judge or whatever, but I'm not about it.
What is it? I thought we had a great time. We talked the whole night.
We did. Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, so like the dragon teeth or whatever, the dragon teeth, like you've filed down your teeth, haven't you, to like points to look like a creature or something, or like don't tell me that you're not aware of this. Like,
Megan, but is it just fake? You know, you could put like fake teeth in.
I don't know what's going on. Dragon teeth? Fake, dude.
So hear me out. Like all her teeth in her upper front grill are filed down to like triangle points, like Jaws or a monster or something, whatever, shark teeth. You know, like, you
I'm
can
not
picture
monster,
this, right?
Steve.
Megan, no, is know, this true?
No, she said, he just said you're monster-like, not that you...
Wait. Megan, is this true? Do you have those type of teeth?
Yes, but I didn't do it to be cool or, like, trendy. My parents did this to me when I was 13, okay? It was a medical condition, so I'm not a freaking monster, thanks.
What? Child abuse. You file down your kids' teeth against the will?
Steve. Hold on.
What
I don't want to be...
What's the medical condition called?
Exactly. I didn't want to be insensitive.
I used to choke on my food. I have a condition where I could not chew the food small enough to where it would go down my esophagus. I have a very small esophagus. So I would choke, and I almost died like 3 different times.
So that's why your parents filed your teeth the way that they did?
Yes. The doctor and the dentist actually got together with my orthodontist and they filed them down. They're not that sharp. I just want to point out they just have a little bit of a point to them so that I can chew the freaking meat.
Mm. How are you doing now? All these years later, are you still able to chew food normally?
Well, yes, because my teeth have points to them. I still have a small esophagus.
I imagine it's you eat chicken wings, just bone and all.
No.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Okay,
I almost died. No,
Megan, totally apologize. And so, okay, so $75 gift card. I've got it in my hand. Steve, now that you know, I think we could do a second date.
I mean, I'm sorry. I've just never heard of that condition. This is like, I'm sorry. It sounds like you're making it up. I know you're not. Like, I'm not calling you a liar or anything like that. I'm not trying to insult you. It's just like, that is so weird. I have never heard of that.
Are you a doctor? Did you read medical books? Have you heard of every condition?
It's true. They do come up with a lot of them.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to scare you in the night.
Steve, Megan, we'll just assume no second date.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's fine.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Oh, Steve and Megan, you know what? There's got to be better matches out there because those two are definitely not meant for each other.
That's okay. They'll end up finding love. There's no doubt.
Yeah. I feel bad about that, but not as bad as I felt for the parents that I saw yesterday trying to take their kid to the Easter Bunny.
Did you take Olivia?
I took Olivia. She's 5, and she never, like, bawled and freaked out and wanted to, like, punch the Easter Bunny in the you-know-wheres.
No.
But I will say that there is a family in front of me that I think they got it right. That if you have a baby and is maybe scared of the Easter Bunny, or you as a parent are like, I don't know how it's going to work, some tips that I picked up yesterday from the real pros to make sure that those pictures for next weekend come out perfect. That's following Cody Johnson, the painter. K923 with Obi Chloe Slater, Island H2O Water Park. That place is awesome. Yeah, you can also, it's right near that Margaritaville Resort. So they got so much fun stuff. You go experience it. Have a great time. Got 4-pack of passes at 9 o'clock as it is officially Easter season. Even if you don't celebrate Easter, you'll see Easter bunny, peeps, decorations, spring colors. What are they, pastels?
I like it, yes. They call
them?
You got
it. Do you take pictures with the Easter bunny? You did the one when
growing
you were a
kid? I did, absolutely. Since I was a baby, probably up until, I don't know how old I was. But yes, mom puts the photos out every year. She's so cute. She's got all the different years of my brother and I with the bunny.
Really? Every yes. single year? Up every until when? Year.
I don't know. I'll have to look when I go home for Easter. But you took Olivia yesterday.
Yeah. I stopped going myself probably when I was 10, I think. And then we still continue to see Santa Claus. But we would write out and actually mail the Easter Bunny
a letter.
Everything else. It was a great experience. But going and seeing the Easter Bunny, I think for most kids, is horrifying. I think it's the scariest thing, unless you go to the theme parks and you're used to seeing
the characters
and everything else, because the Easter Bunny, he is mammoth, and I'm still he or she. I don't know, whatever it goes by. Okay, this thing scares the bejesus out of most children. And I yesterday witnessed two completely different families handle it completely different. It was a mom and a dad that definitely didn't want to be there, and they were frustrated that their, it looked like, 1 or 2 year old was just getting very, very angry at the Easter Bunny.
Aww.
And they were impatient, and you could tell, and they say the dogs and babies can sense energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the case, because the baby was losing it and the parents were very impatient. So
then they get a good photo?
They got a photo. If you look on our Facebook page, it looked identical to what Melissa, who does afternoons, her baby Christian, who just turned one.
He's so cute.
He did not like that. I urge you to look at that so that way you can paint the picture. But the family right in front of me was great, and they brought props themselves.
Oh, cute.
Feather dusters and everything else, because they had kids. There was 5 kids. So there are power in numbers. I think the kids appreciated being around each other. But every single one of them from the age of 1 to 17 was smiling,
aww,
was loving it. And I think that's what you need to do, is you need to get mom and dad in the picture. If you want a smiling photo, mom and dad sit next to the Easter Bunny and then bring the props. So that way, if they do have picture people or people that check you out,
mm-hmm,
you wave the feather dust or everything else to make sure that the attention of the baby is laser focused. That's what I've found.
So how did Olivia do? Because was she terrified of the bunny last year?
Last year was rough. Last year it wasn't terrified. She definitely did a face like, why am I here? Like, it's the face I imagine all 13-year-olds give all the time. Like when
she was 4.
Yeah, when we talked to Tim McGraw, he's like, oh, 13 is a rough year. You know, and it's true. But her face last year was that. And this year, I think it's because I had her write a letter to the Easter Bunny. And also know that, like, I got a bunch of Easter Bunny books. So that way it takes away some of the scariness of the Easter Bunny. That's usually, I don't know why the Easter Bunny's so big. Easter Bunny, every single Easter Bunny I've seen is like 9 feet tall and looks like at night it would be crawling under your bed getting ready to eat your feet.
Did you get to read her letter to the bunny? What did she ask for something? Did she tell him something?
So she just gave the letter to the bunny.
Okay.
So I know last year she asked for a brush that had butterflies
cute
all over it. And this year she wants a bunch of rainbow things, everything else. She's also in the age where she says she wants to have kids herself. I told there. You got at least
you got
30, 35 years till dad can actually handle any of that. Okay. But it was great. Use some of those tips. If they work, great. And always let us know. And we'd love to see your pictures with the Easter Bunny too. You can post it right under where Melissa posted one. And I'm sure I'll post one with Olivia too.
Yes. I want to see Olivia's photos.
K92.3.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.